Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Shocking Blue bringing us back there. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Tamar Jacoby. Tamar's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. She's the president of Immigration Works USA. Tamar, give us that website, please.
ImmigrationWorksUSA.org.
All right. It's pretty easy, and check it out, and you can read the things that she writes and advocates. She's the editor of the book Reinventing the Melting Pot. By the way, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you want to go back and listen to the things that Tamar and I have talked about immigration for the last several years that she's been joining us, you can do that by finding her suite on our website. Tamar, thanks again for hanging out with us. As I mentioned earlier, I was in Washington this week for Small Business Week with the U.S. Chamber's Small Business Summit, also hanging out with a concurrent group of folks there, the Latino Coalition, many of my friends also there from the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I met the Latin community, business community, from all over this hemisphere, from Brazil, Colombia, on and on, and what I found was very interesting, Tamar, and I'm just enough uninformed about. You know, I'm not steeped in the immigration issue, and it actually served my purpose, served my advantage this week, because it helped me not get too opinionated, right? And because when I talked to some of these Latinos this week about immigration, I found out that I can't presume how they're gonna feel about it. I mean, I got different perspectives. There's a lot of Latinos who want to be tough on immigration.
That's true, and immigration is not the most important issue to most Latinos, right? They're like anybody else. They're like you and me. The economy is the most important issue, and a very close second is education.
Right.
But, if politicians talk about immigration the wrong way and make it sound like they don't like Latinos, not just they don't like immigrants, but they don't like Latinos,
right.
And it's very easy for one to slip over into the other, right? Then it puts off even Latinos who themselves aren't so excited.
You're saying they have to be careful about how they frame the problem.
Well, so remember back when there was Proposition 187 in California, the ads on TV were "They keep coming,"
right?
And they had these pictures of people, of Latinos running across the border,
right?
Well, even a Latino who's not so sure about immigration doesn't like the tone of that. They keep coming. Makes it sound like this, you know, there's something dangerous about them.
Right.
And who's them? It isn't necessarily immigrants. It's Mexican people. So it's very easy for politicians. It's not a priority, but it's what I call a threshold issue.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk about it a little bit the wrong way, it's very easy to turn people off. It's as if you know, somebody, a politician was talking about women, and, you know, started talking about them.
Right.
You know, in politics, you're supposed to talk about, you're supposed to say, hey, you know, you, my friend.
Right. I can't use that kind of language around my wife. It gets me in trouble every time. But Tamar, one of the things now that happened this week, yesterday actually, I heard Governor Romney speak primarily about education in his speech, and this Latino group loved what he had to say about education. But then after that was Senator Rubio, Marco Rubio from Florida. And he did talk about immigration. He did talk about his DREAM Act. Why don't you tell the audience what the DREAM Act is and what his particular spin is. Hey, it's good politics for him.
It's very smart, good politics. So Senator Rubio is this up-and-coming, young, handsome Cuban senator from Miami. He's on the short list to be vice president. And he, you know, no Republican has been talking favorably about doing anything about immigration for weeks. 6 years, and along comes Senator Rubio, and he's such a good speaker. I mean, the thing he said, his great line, it's almost more important than his bill. He said, "There's not a Latino America who doesn't love someone who's caught up in the broken immigration system. I mean, what a good way to phrase
right.
it, right? To explain
right.
why Latinos care about it. The Dream Act would help young people who came here as young people illegally because their parents brought them when they were little kids, and they didn't have anything to do with the decision, and are now growing up here and going to school, and if they go to college or serve in the military, the Dream Act would help them get to the right
place. And that's his spin on the Dream Act, isn't it?
Well, the old Dream Act would help them. The old Dream Act would let them become automatically citizens. He says not automatically. Citizens, because there are too many Republicans who can't vote for that.
It put them on the
path.
Let's
at least make sure they get legal. Let's at least make sure they get legal.
And
then they can get on some other line to be citizens eventually.
And I think that's resonating with the Hispanic community. And what it's doing is it's taking the immigration plank, the immigration debate out of the hands of the Democrats, isn't it?
Exactly. Now, he's threading a needle, right?
Yep.
A lot of Democrats and some Latinos are saying that's not enough. You can't have people in limbo who are legal but not citizens. And of course, a lot of right-wing Republicans, and they say that, I am a Republican, but there are some right-wing Republicans and anti-immigrant Republicans. Mm. A lot of them don't like it. So he's trying to thread the needle between these groups with a compromise, and it's a good compromise, right? It allows young, promising young people to have legal lives in America. A long time before they can vote. You know, many of them will never get to the point where they can vote, but at least they can live on the right side of the law and have skill jobs in the money economy and not be older.
Tomorrow, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. ImmigrationWorksUSA.org, right?
Yes, sir. It's great.
We'll see you next time. Tamar Jacoby, stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.